This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Not have the choice to pick who you want to date.
I do.
Right. So who are you blaming for who you're picking?
How do you know it's one small section of men?
We were talking about this earlier. They show up with their representation. So they switch up on you.
Oh, okay. How much time has that happened to you before you could spot it?
That is true. It can only happen but so many times.
Before you, I think that's the excuse women like to tell themselves.
It's not an excuse
for them to be consistently choosing the same poor quality.
No
of man.
Way.
Like, he changed up on me. Oh, he had a wife.
God.
He know
that's
like
not
he choosing
true.
The same wait, person.
Wait, wait. That's
if a man,
not true.
If a man is putting up a front in the beginning, how many times a nigga will come around and put up a front in the beginning before you be like, I've seen this before. Like, I mean, how many times?
They
like,
do say if you keep attracting the same person, it's inner work that you have to do with yourself. So they
there we
say
go.
That.
There we go. Can we get a round of applause for that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Say,
there we
I
go.
Can't,
there
I
we
can't,
go.
Not, because, it really be like
I'm
a
sorry.
Different
look,
issue.
There you go.
Some people are just fraudulent.
There yes, you go.
But listen, no, but I can't as a man, right, I pride myself on selecting quality women. Like, I'm going to vet them properly.
Yeah.
If I choose a poor quality woman, I can't blame her. I have to blame myself. I don't have that luxury to be like, damn, you know what, Umar? There's a lot of Sukianas out here. Like, there's a lot of sexy reds out here. I had no other choice but to date a sexy. No, I have the choice. Like, welcome back to another episode of Daily Wrap Up Crew. No Booker, but I go by the name of Eli. And I got an Instagram now, man. After like 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, man. The real Y Eli. I couldn't get Y Eli because some bot got it. So, I mean, it's all good. The real Y Eli. Make sure y'all go follow me, man. I'm going to try to post some content. Like, I mean, I'm going to do my best, man. But anyway, last but not least, we got Keem with us.
New year, new you, man. I'm proud of you, man. Yes, indeed. And what it do? Shout out my brother, Jew. Hope you get back soon. You heard.
Okay, I like that. I like how you did the homage, the you know, the tribute. Like, that's dope, man. Anyway, we got some special guests in the building. Let them know where they can follow you at.
I'm Henny Straight. You can follow me on Instagram at Henny Straight. So it's Henny, S-T-R-8 with a T. And I have a podcast as well. Took a pause, but we'll be back soon.
Okay.
You be drinking Henny Straight?
What's the name of it?
No. It's called Give It To Me Straight.
What are we talking about? You don't be drinking.
So you don't drink
Henny
Straight?
It's not about liquor, but that's, this is not what this is about.
Okay. You got Henny in your name, but it's not about liquor.
When Henny in this,
it's about my complexion, but I do drink the liquor sometimes.
Straight?
Check us
straight?
Out. Check us out. It's cool.
Okay. It's cool. It's cool. Next up.
My name is Destiny. I have a podcast as well. It's called Hey Girl Podcast. I just started literally a week ago, so definitely support and check out the page. Mm-hmm. You can follow me on Instagram at sezi.desi_.
Sezi, okay. Yeah. I like that.
Sezi-desi.
Sezi-desi.
Hey guys, I'm Janae, and my Instagram is justj_93.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, yeah. Oh.
I'm Amira. My Instagram is TheRealMira_.
Okay. Listen, before we get into these topics, make sure you hit that like button. Subscribe if y'all not already subscribed. Hit the notification bell because I don't be on y'all enough about that. And I need y'all to stay up to date with all the content that we drop. Join the membership, man. We need y'all to join the membership. Definitely supports us. We got early access to a lot of videos. As y'all can see right now, we got like a ton of early episode videos that didn't even drop yet. We like 5 episodes. Like, listen. Join the membership. Y'all gonna get the episodes early. Y'all gonna get the behind the scenes. a lot of benefits to it. Make sure I listen to the podcast audio every Tuesday, 6 a.m.
Still doing it?
Oh, we ain't got the...
Still doing it?
Yeah, of course, of course. We ain't got the merch on, but actually, no, damn, I got the merch on. I thought I had the hoodie on. Like, anyway, go get the merch, dailyrapcrew.co. Let me get to this first topic, right? Who or what killed club or party culture?
Who said
bring the mic closer to you. Yeah, we want to hear this. Yeah.
Who said that club culture was dead?
I think
it is dead.
Yeah, there's a lot of consensus online that club culture, party culture is dead.
It ain't the same.
It ain't the same.
It's not the same. I would say it's not the same. I wouldn't say dead because when I'm out with my friends, we having a lot of fun.
What y'all
doing? Are you not? If you're not doing it right, then that's your fault. And who are you around?
What's doing it right though?
Your friends not fun. When you go to the club, you go to hang out with your friends. What do you mean your friends doing?
I don't think it's about the group of friends you with, because if you got the right group of friends, y'all gonna have fun anywhere you go. But the club itself, you spending a bag just to get ready. Club there and back. I mean, cab there and back. Like, you spending mad money.
I mean, we spending money regardless.
So you go to the club to hang out with your friends?
Yeah.
And that's why and that's why club culture is dead. Like,
yeah,
you know
have
what I'm
a
saying?
Get together.
Like,
yo. My bad.
So it's dead because I didn't come to mingle with men that probably don't want to buy me drinks anyway.
Yes. That didn't want to buy you drinks?
Guys do not be trying to buy drinks and stuff like that, and that's why we just stay with our
because friends. Y'all be in y'all sections buying each other drinks.
And nigga can't even get
that what you be
they,
doing?
Then you going to drink.
Oh, okay.
And,
all right.
Wait
a minute. Uh-huh. Hold on. Mm-hmm. But let me say something. Mm-hmm. Because before when girls was just, you know, trying to go to people's sections, then they talk about you and call you broke. So girls started buying their own alcohol. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys definitely act a certain way.
Absolutely.
Like you don't know how to act in your little section. You know, so it's in general when guys are being approached.
I mean, if a nigga didn't invite you and you just running up in the section, obviously gonna look at you crazy.
Well,
that.
Then
you gotta be invited to the section. You can't just be running up.
The entitlement is crazy. Like,
entitlement.
Smoking a hookah, like, yo.
Nah, it really
that's just another way to mingle. It's not like a woman is gonna just help herself to your drink. Like, just start, you know, she's trying to, like, you know, that's what you go to the club for. You look,
dressed up,
looking good.
You don't decide who comes into the section. The guy who section it is decides who comes into the section.
So why subject yourself?
But we're here to all have a good
pick to come into somebody's
section. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
I'm not saying that you should subject yourself. I'm saying that you not gonna know if somebody's gonna buy you a drink anyway because you in the section with your girl. Somebody might want to buy you a drink, but you surrounded by your girls, and then when they approach you, you giving them stink looks and I'm just hanging out.
How do you?
Because I be in the club. What you mean?
How do you know?
Speaking from experience.
You're generalizing, just like we're generalizing.
She ain't disagree with me yet.
No, but that's not.
She ain't disagree with me yet.
That's not necessarily true. As
okay, you be in the club.
I mean,
oh my God.
I do be in the club.
So,
I do.
So how you telling me?
I mean, I do, and I just feel like I don't know.
Oh, you do? When last time you went?
To be mixing and have a good time, and I don't feel like I do feel like. Well, that's the idea, but I do feel like people are not present. It's all about perception, like trying to look
it's
cool
an ego
and
thing
and
too.
Shit.
Like niggas be moving like this is my section. Like nobody is valid in my section. Like. We all here to have a good time.
But my thing is, what's the point of the section when all of y'all are down looking at your phone, sitting there looking dumb?
That's what killed the club.
Where are the vibes? I see the tequila, but where's the vibe?
I think now we getting somewhere, right? Because I think what happens is, you know, like I said, we were talking earlier, I think once you get to the root of it, it's social media, right? Everybody's too distracted in their phone. People are not, like you said, present. They want to. They rather record everything than actually being in the mix or whatever the case is. Nobody's dancing anymore. Dancing is not a thing.
Right.
And then when men are trying to be approachable and go up to them, hey, you want to dance? No, nigga, I don't need to dance with no nigga. Like, what you want?
But my
so it's like, all right, let me ease off. You know what I mean? And so then now it becomes this rhetoric. This is what men are dealing with. We trying to go out and trying to vibe with you. You know what I mean? You probably have this look because 1,000 niggas done came up to you and try to talk to you. Now you already curved them, whatever the case is.
But these
is,
are generalizations.
Like,
my thing is for women and men in general, like, for why can't people just be have some individuality? Like, all right, you came with your friends, okay, but why
you come
do
to a
you
social
not
event to
why
talk
do
about
you not dance? Like, come on, you feeling me? We're having a vibe. Like, why do you not dance? I don't get that. Like, have fun, let loose, stop worried about how you look.
What's your reason?
Okay, I just think at this age. It's like, why we can't dance like it was in the 90s where we danced like face to face? Like, why you want me to rub my butt on you? Like, I think that looks wildly inappropriate. Like,
it's just tacky.
It's tacky. It's tacky. Like,
so it's a majority thing?
I mean, I don't, this is going to sound crazy, but do women know any other dances outside of twerking? Like,
absolutely.
I'm being serious. Like, I don't know if y'all know any other dances outside of twerking.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't seen it on display, so I don't know what y'all talking
about. Well, you just said that y'all don't dance, right? Nobody dances, so you wouldn't know.
You know, like, it was just like a...
I'm gonna try that next time I go out.
We talk at the same time, but you know, I don't wanna grind my butt on you.
You grind on your
friends,
though.
But why do you feel
like
you have to, though?
Huh?
But why do you feel like you have to?
So how else do guys and girls dance? Which is why girls don't want
to. I dance like face forward all the time.
Oh well.
What type of moves you do?
Right.
But like,
I literally just like.
But like Keem said, y'all got no problems dancing on your homegirls. So, but why isn't it an issue when a guy wants to dance with you?
Because
like,
my homegirl doesn't have a dick that I can feel. It's very simple.
So he's attracted to you. Like, I'm not saying a nigga to have a stiff dick or nothing like that. Like, you know, but you're attractive woman. You're dancing on him. That's human nature. Like, I mean, man is gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Human nature, but it's so crazy. When I was younger, I went to a party. My mom pulled me out, like 13. Like, this is inappropriate. I didn't understand. And then, like I said, as I got older, it looks wild. Like, why are you rubbing your... I don't know you. Like,
it only looks inappropriate because you could physically see it. Women be getting wet sometimes dancing on niggas, but nobody can know that because unless you just blatantly like your shit.
And that's why I feel like this notion is inappropriate. Like, it's too close, it's too much.
Man,
that's
how,
I see what you're saying.
That's how parents and grandparents met.
Right. And meanwhile, didn't even offer a drink.
That's why you're not getting no drink, because you don't want to grind on
them. Oh, wow. You see? That's ridiculous. Absolutely.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
But I think, you know, I think a lot of times
you think I'm inviting you in my section to sit down?
Yeah, you can't be stushing the club. Like, that's everybody's there to have a good
time. No, but I don't think you're assuming just because someone's not grinding, shaking her ass on you that she's stiff. No, there's people have other things to offer as well.
But you're assuming maybe that a man is supposed to just give you a drink because you're a woman.
I did not say that.
You say you're not even going to offer me a drink.
Well, you're showing interest. So if you're showing interest, then you should offer someone a drink. That's what you do in the club. You don't be talking in someone's face for 10 minutes and you got a whole table. You know what I'm saying? It's tip for tat. You got to take control once in a while as a man and be, you know, like, I don't understand.
I feel like the club scene is about finesse. You will get the drink if you bust a little 1-2. I'm feeling her.
And I've seen niggas give out a drink and ensure you just go to a next nigga and get a drink from him.
That's the chance that you have to take. This is a club, okay? This is a club. This is the game of the club. It is what it is.
So you're accepting the drink for somebody you're not interested in?
Well, me personally, no. But I'm not. But you know, it's the thought that matters. Like, I'll be upset. Like, you even came on my face and offered me one, even though I don't want one from you if I'm not interested. Yes.
You say you'd be upset if you what?
Don't offer.
I'll be offended if you came to my face and you offer me a drink and you did all of this. Like, you know.
So when should he offer you? Like, when he meets you? Yeah, like, hey, how you doing? Like, can I get you a drink?
It's just a polite thing to do. Yeah, so like, it's just a gesture. It's just an etiquette. That's it.
I thought the dance is the main thing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, the dance is, that happens later.
So before the conversation, hey, you want a drink?
Yes, exactly. No, you make a little small talk. No. You make a little small talk. Mm-hmm. You know, do what you do, but you don't just start shaking your ass for a drink. How does that come first? You make a little small talk. You groan. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what you getting into? Mm-hmm. I see you with your friends. Can I get you a drink? Mm-hmm. And let's be real. If a guy is in that club, he had his eye on you. He probably has his eye on a couple girls, and that he's gonna make it. You know, so come correct and come ready. Otherwise, goodbye. That's what I feel. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's...
I think, you know, sometimes, like, you know, I think the clubs nowadays is just a scam, honestly. Like,
it is.
You know,
I agree.
Men are just spending all this money in hopes that they're going to get laid. Because let's keep it a buck. Men go to the club, they want to get laid at the end of the night. Like, we're going to keep it a buck. Like, you get what I'm saying? Women go to the club to have their ego inflated. Because like, all you want to do is be able to have the option to reject the men.
So men don't do rejecting then? What do you guys do when there's 10 of y'all at the table? Y'all feel like big stuff. You just said you guys act a certain way and you don't want random girls coming to your table.
Random people.
But you're in a club. There's random people everywhere.
No, that's why I got a section to be away from the random people.
First of all,
so I can choose which random
first
people
of all,
I interact
let's
with.
Be real. Some of these tables, most of these tables in New York City are a joke. You're on top of other people, people who come on now. Let's be real.
We talking about sections, let's though. We ain't talking about tables. We talking about
there's no sections in New York City.
Yeah, no, it is.
If you want to go there.
What?
There's no sections
everywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all doing it the wrong way.
Everything is on top of each other.
I don't know where you partying at, man.
In certain spots.
Everywhere. In the city.
There's sections, man. There's places that are like how you're describing, but they got places with sections. Yeah.
Queens.
So either way, my point is to say that, okay, that's fair to get their egos stroked, women go, but so do men. It goes both ways.
But that's why I say it's a scam. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the night, people are just there to either feed their ego or just.
So why did you go to Miami and drop 2K on a table?
Hey, that was confidential.
That was
Oh, sorry.
Join the membership.
Cut that part out.
I mean, I feel like as we get older, it becomes part of the.
She talking about NBA 2K.
She's wild.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said, as we get older, it becomes harder to find places to have fun. So
is true.
And I think people are burnt out of clubs, like, you know what I mean? Like, club culture and stuff like that. People like myself, I'm getting older. I'm like, that ain't even a wave, really.
It's not. They play TikTok music in the club now.
And them knees.
They play what?
TikTok music.
Oh, TikTok.
Like and then all the DJs play the same music. Like, it's just so trash.
That is true. The DJs, they do only recycle. They use like eight songs and then just play them in rotation.
Let's keep it real. Them knees ain't kneesing no more. Like,
it's that's what it is. That's what it is.
Everybody ain't got the begging knees, man. No, that's what it is, man.
Begging don't even got the begging knees. But,
wow. You see what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying, but I do think the DJs do play a part in that as well. Like, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, when we think about the 90s, the DJs really had that motherfucker jumping. Like, you just felt like you had to dance in that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. The DJs, the mixes was crazy. They was playing the tunes that made people want to dance. You know what I mean? Yo, we was in Atlanta. But shout out to Atlanta. We was in Atlanta, and they playing Nuck If You Buck. How you supposed to dance to that? Like, you know what I'm saying? And the women in the Nuck If You Buck. Nuck. I'm like, yo, how is you supposed to dance to this? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yo. Fight. That's not good.
It's shake like that Laffy Taffy. Deal. Like, I'm just like, bro,
banger.
Nah, that's a group banger. Yeah, no, it's a banger, Laffy but how am I supposed Taffy? To how am I supposed to dance to a woman like,
nah,
you, that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you could
hit a little one.
Y'all can hit the, what you call the dance again? The Lean with the Rock. You can hit it with a shorty and y'all vibing.
Exactly.
So it's cool.
That tells
cool.
our age. That's
I ain't
that's
I
that's really all it is. Is that we're the end of our well y'all era right? And y'all growing clubs and
would younger,
need to go to lounges.
Some people
now.
In their early 20s feel the way we feel.
I'm 25. No, because they don't know any better.
And they young 20s, they ain't buying
sections. In the 90s, no one knew any better. It's just the times.
They can't afford them sections in their young 20s, so.
That's true.
Probably house party. They probably in the house party. Maybe the house parties is where it's at. I don't know.
Somebody throw it.
Yo.
Bring get-togethers back.
I think you let them off the hook with that social media thing, man. Women ruin club culture, man. It's simple.
Now it's women.
It's women. Like, yo. If y'all came to the club to mingle, like how men come to the club to mingle, it would still be the same.
How about both sides take accountability? Don't just put it all on women. Saying right. Woman.
Yo, no man. No man. Hold on. No man goes to the club with the intention to not meet a woman.
A lot of men be stood.
Women go to the club with the intention to not give a fuck about nobody else in that spit.
Except
who they came with.
Wait a minute.
You can't even call that. What are you talking about?
Yo, yeah. First of all, hold on. Y'all ever see, there was this club in New York, and it was an all-women's club, and there was pictures of it, and the women was in there, just all of them were just on their phone. Like, nobody was dancing. They wasn't even standing. They was in their phone just listening because to music. No,
that's how it would be there. With all men as well. What is that? What's the point with that?
No. If it was an all-man club, it would have been empty because nobody would
have
went.
Why you have to come to a club with the intentions of meeting a guy, though? Or just to mingle.
Exactly.
Like I said, this is the reason that it's over with, bro.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You want to hang with your friends? Y'all can go to dinner. Y'all go to dinner. Y'all go to David Buster's. Y'all go to all the other shit, man.
I'm outside. I'm not stush. Like, I'm I'm mingling.
You can't come to a social event and not want to socialize. That's saying, that's the issue.
Socializing is not.
We're not saying don't socialize. We're not saying that we didn't
come here. But it's not even dancing. It's like I can't even have a conversation with you because your mentality already is, nigga, I didn't come here to have a conversation with you. I don't need no man. Like, that's how some women are.
It sounds like a personal experience.
No, I'm a man. I go to several clubs. He's a man. He goes, most of the men in the West watching have experienced this. Mm. And we can't act like women don't be stush and don't want to give men attention. Don't matter how they approach you. Y'all just have that energy like, yo, no, I came to myself.
I feel like men do the same thing.
What we do?
How?
We
you guys can be standoffish as well. Like, big groups of you guys in the session and y'all phone, y'all think y'all look cool, you know what I'm saying? Trying hard not to look like you're looking, but you're looking like...
Y'all trying to impress
But the difference is...
If a man is in the section and the girl and the girl he wants walks up, he's not going to be like,
and that's what I was about to comment on that. Remember about subjectively unattractive?
Yeah, you see?
Now, when it's not the person you want, then what? You guys are acting some... All the girls do not meet the standard of who you want to talk to. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're trying to give all the girls, you're trying to give certain girls attention, which is nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You're entitled to your preference, but you don't make it seem like you came here to mingle with everybody.
But men are at least willing to socialize. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's the problem. Women are not,
some women are not even willing to socialize outside of their homegirls. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't even want to talk to other girls in the club. Like, y'all got your homegirls. Y'all spinning y'all smoking y'all one hookah with 80 y'all, and y'all just like, you know what I mean? Like,
right, it's
just
don't like, do it like that.
I understand completely what you're saying.
No, me and my friends, we don't do that.
$40?
That should be like $50 some places. Why am I paying to smoke dust?
Yo, we went to a restaurant in Miami. They were trying to charge $150. Let me get to this next topic because we can honestly talk about this shit all
day. No, for real.
You know, what are some common downfalls of a friendship? What do y'all think?
Low-key haters.
Yeah, jealousy.
Jealousy.
Sure.
That's big, and again, everything falls into like people losing touch. I feel like a lot of people truly don't understand how to even be a real friend anymore, you know? So some people, honestly, I just don't even blame them because I don't really truly feel like they mean harm or ill. They just are just so out of touch. Just, you know, they're not, you know, deep, intellectual enough, thoughtful enough, nurturing. You know what I'm saying? They just don't know how to. They're out of touch with themselves and therefore you can't be a good friend, you know, if you're like that.
You can't show up for other people if you can't even show up for
100%.
Yourself. Mm-hmm. It's hard to be a good friend sometimes when you got your own shit going on, though, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand that. You got to give people grace sometimes, like, for real. Everybody be going through so much and then you have somebody talking about, why you ain't call me? Like, bitch, I'm dying over here. Give me a second.
I don't even feel like truly a real true friendship, it takes a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. To me, real true friendship, you should be able to, like, say a lot of nothing. Sometimes you have to understand that person and, like, it's not in a place where they can, or just being there or doing little shit even without being asked, because you know that person, like small gestures, having them come pick up food or you dropping it off or just you know there. Just going
just show up
doesn't have to always be a lot
of let me because I want to get you involved because I feel like you wasn't involved, man. Like, so what is some common downfalls of friendships to you?
For me, it would be like if my friend winds up being cool with somebody I said I don't like. That's a downfall.
Oh, yeah, that's
shady. I can't be friends with somebody that's cool with somebody I don't like.
Got you. All right. Now, I think that's, I feel like this the same way, but I'm always curious to have this conversation with women because women, y'all struggle at keeping some of y'all friendships with y'all homegirls, especially if any dinner party is guaranteed somebody's going to lose a friend in that dinner party. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, women always seem, especially when I go on social media, I always see women almost begging for female friends. It's like, oh, girl, let's be friends. Or, like, it's almost like y'all begging for that. Like, you know what I mean? With guys, we usually have our circle. We don't really, you know, if we meet another guy or whatever, it'd be cool. But friendships, we have our circle already, and we just comfortable with that circle. We don't require as much in our male friendships.
I admire that about men. Y'all be having friends from, like, grade school, kindergarten. It's like, how did y'all make it through all those phases of life?
Yeah, I've always admired that as well. Yeah.
Like literally, like, how? I've lost so many friends throughout the years just as I've grown as a person. And it's like, damn. Mm.
That's tough. I think people also just outgrow each other. Like, sometimes things aren't as deep as people make it out to be. Like, sometimes people not meant to be around you forever. If you met somebody when you were 7, it's a chance that y'all changed between then. So maybe when you're 27, this person is not right for you no
more. But why we can't just come together and have those talks and accept each other through those different phases of life.
That's the thing, because women don't really truly accept their friends for who they are. They're always trying to be like, all right, I'm in this phase of my life and I need to surround myself with everybody who's in that same phase. You know, men, they tend, like, everyone's going through different phases and they accept that. That's it. They talk, they're just there for each other. Women are always trying to cut something off because of something. It's very conditional.
I totally understand that.
And it's horrible.
It was conditional. I
just had a conversation with someone and, like, they were saying that it was hard to be around people that weren't as ambitious as them. Mind you, they're talking to me. I was like, what? I was like, yo, you got to be careful.
And that was a woman that said that?
Yeah. I was like, you got to be careful about how you say stuff. Like, I know you didn't mean anything towards it, but just because I'm not on the same journey as you, you can't say somebody is not as ambitious as you.
100%.
Yeah. The crazy part is...
And everyone has roles.
Yeah, I only ever hear that rhetoric coming from women. Like, men don't never say something like that. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, yo, we understand each of our friendships. And we're like, all right, well, if you're not as ambitious, I'm not going to cut you off as a friend. It's just like, all right, you just stay over there. You cool, but I'm not cutting you off. Some women be like, damn, you ain't, if you want some B. Simone type shit, you're like, yo, if you're not an entrepreneur like me, we can't be friends. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Shout out to B. Simone. But, you know, it's just like, you know, it's just, you know, women friendships are way more complicated. Like, y'all definitely require a lot more.
And they like really like relationships just without sex.
No, it really is. Because we're emotional beings. Like, that'd be me. I'm not gonna lie, I'd be quick to cut people off because it's just like I have a low tolerance for bullshit and I show up for my friends. So I feel like if you're not meeting me the same way I'm meeting you, then it becomes like you gotta one-sided. Because why am I putting in 80% and you only showing up?
Because now it's like the person is taking advantage of you, and that's why, like, it may not seem like a big thing with the whole birthday dinner, but it becomes a big thing because it's like, yo, I come to your birthday dinner every year. Like, I have a birthday dinner, and you don't come to my birthday dinner now? Yes, it's a problem. Yep. I don't care what you're going through. You know my birthday every
year. Damn, like,
and my thing is, too,
I just had heart surgery.
Gotta go.
Like,
gotta go.
Like,
yeah.
My thing is...
Because a guy will understand if his girl can't make it,
if you got something crazy going on, but people just be making excuses to just be bad friends.
Literally.
Like, they'll be like, oh, I felt depressed. I'm depressed. And it's just like, yo, man, everybody...
That's a real
I'm not saying it's not, but if the doctor didn't diagnose you with depression, you are not depressed. So exactly, you can't just now my birthday, now you depressed.
And can we talk about these birthday dinners? Fuck these birthday dinners. If this is the only time I'm seeing you this whole year, you didn't have time for me any other time, then bitch, take me off the list.
All of a sudden,
that goalpost
spending no money. Like,
we just say, yo,
if I don't come to the birthday dinner, if I do come, but that's the only time I come.
If my friends say, yo, my pockets ain't really hitting right now, I can't make it. I'm like, all right, that's it's all good.
Like,
yeah,
but you know,
it's not, is you making it extreme.
No, you're
it's not like I'm just people just don't care. But like
you
I said,
fuck your depression.
Nah, no,
no, but it's just like, you know that person and you know that it's just a pattern. That's what I'm saying. When it's just
excuses. It's like certain things become excuses, or when it becomes like a, like I said, an over and over thing, over and over again. Like I said, I have birthday dinners. You don't come to mine, I'm coming to yours every year around my birthday for whatever reason. Your pockets is messed up.
My bad.
No, go ahead.
What it be for me is like you pop out all year.
Mm-hmm.
All year. We outside damn near every weekend. There's one day that counts. You can't show up. That pissed me off.
Mm-hmm. Secretly envious. That's all.
That's
that
weird.
That's very weird. Yeah.
That's a little weird to me.
They probably should have stayed home one of them nights so they could stay here.
Their low key
needs to be a study on female friendships. Like, low key, bro. Somebody
probably should have took one of the nights home, bro.
Scientists for this.
That's all it is.
Man.
Girls,
like,
be weird.
Listen, yo, before we get into this next topic, hit that like button, subscribe if you're not already subscribed. Mm-hmm. Put your favorite part in the comments if y'all agree, disagree, maybe I'm wildin', maybe, you know, keen wild. I don't know, man. Just let us know. This next topic, right? Seen this on floating around on social media, and this one woman said, it's weird. She basically said it's weird that men are no longer obsessed with women anymore. Do y'all feel that way?
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, and why do you think that is? Do y'all have any reasons?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me.
Of course, I have a reason. Okay. I feel like the reason they not obsessed is because I hate to say it again. And I hate to seem like I'm being judgmental to women when I'm a woman myself, but I feel like social media and there's no mystery. And then also, I feel like a lot of things that we as women as a whole that we say that maybe sometimes it's just something that we're just putting on social media. It was just a joke. I feel like guys really be turned off by those things. Like, they really judging you by the things you put up.
Justin LaBoy quotes, right? Like,
yeah, like, they. I feel like they're really judging you, like, by those things.
They watch from afar.
And,
definitely do.
And also, like, just feeling like it's this pressure of feeling like they gotta take care of you. Like, I wouldn't want to be obsessed with nobody if I feel like as soon as I walk to them, they're going to be like, my light bill is due. Mm-hmm.
That is a real $1,000. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on this? Why do you think men are not obsessed with women anymore?
I don't think they ever really was obsessed with women. I don't think so.
You should write songs about it.
I feel like they did a lot of things for us back then, but now that females have their own stuff going on, it's like, all right, she got on. I'm not really going to put too much effort into her. But as far as obsession, I don't think they was ever really obsessed.
Interesting.
Well, anybody else got any?
I think that women are just too accessible. So men don't like to work hard, think too hard. They don't want complications as it is. So the fact that there's Instagram, all these platforms where they could just have a fucking beautiful woman, access to her whenever they want, and then not have to put too much effort, I feel like that's what it is. Because then you have, you know, Shirley freaking telling you, you know, you have to do this and do that and da 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 to have access to me. That is us. I'm not feeling that. When I could have this girl and we could be hanging out tonight and doesn't take much effort at all, you know? So ultimately, we are the problem because women hold the power. But just basically, it is what it is. It's women are too accessible. That's what I feel like it is.
I agree with that.
I think the best thing and the worst thing women ever did was being sexually liberated, because y'all just made it a lot easier for men to just get access to y'all bodies because y'all fell in love with this feminist BS movement. Now everybody wants to be sexually liberated. Now you want to have 1,000 bodies. Okay, well, now everybody gets a body. Like, you know what I mean? So I think, you know, men are not obsessed. I do agree. Men are not obsessed with women because, first of all, being obsessed with somebody just sounds like toxic, like, you know what I'm
crazy.
Saying?
No,
like,
you're
like,
damn, like crazy obsessed.
Yeah, men. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like when Eminem was obsessed with Mariah Carey and shit like that. He was just fucking crazy and shit like that. Crazy. But and then, you know, I don't think women
allegedly.
Like, I don't think some women are really putting themselves separating themselves. Like, most of the women look alike nowadays, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't value their body naked. There's nothing left for the imagination, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So I don't think that there's really anything really to be obsessed with women over nowadays. Like, you know what I mean?
I think I'm gonna have to disagree with y'all, man. I think men are obsessed with women. I just think that it's just a lot of options. That's all. I mean, men, many options. Straight men, do everything they do in life for women. Like, at the end of the day, everything you're doing is for a woman, bro. Like, you getting your hair cut, you buying nice clothes, you getting a nice car, all that shit is for women. So it's an obsession there.
I don't think it's an obsession.
I think what you
it's not an obsession. Like, yeah. Obsession? Yeah, I wouldn't say it's obsession. Like, yeah, you do things for women, but you're not obsessing over them.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay, cool.
Bro, yeah, your whole thought process is for women. Yeah. The reason you wake up in the morning and go to work is so you can have money, so you can provide for a woman and their family. Like, it's an obsession. Like, to me, that's obsession.
It's not
I haven't heard about that.
I think men are obsessed with exclusivity, but there's nothing exclusive about a woman nowadays. Like, you know, well, some women.
There's nothing exclusive about men either.
Even when it's this, you know, a wholesome girl, because I have a plethora of friends. Mm-hmm. Even when it's a wholesome girl that leaves things to the imagination or whatever the fuck they talking about, it's still the same thing.
They get treated the same.
They get treated the same.
Yes.
The same how?
I mean, they have the same stupid issues then. And, like, it's not even, like, just because they don't have certain type of pictures that people comes and approach them correctly. Like, it's
They probably dealing with that same man. Like, a bunch of women is dating a small percentage of men, the male population.
And I guess that's our fault?
I mean,
are y'all not picking them?
Oh, my God.
Do you not pick the men you date?
That's not our fault. I don't care.
What? So, she was preaching when Umar was like, yeah, it's not our fault. Like, he was right. Like, yeah.
Do you not have the choice to pick who you want to date?
I do.
Right. So who are you blaming for who you're picking?
How do you know it's one small section of men?
We were talking about this earlier. They show up with their representation. So they switch up on you.
Okay. How much time has that happened to you before you could spot it?
That is true. It can only happen but so many times.
Before you can, I think
that's the excuse women like to tell themselves.
It's not an excuse
for them to be consistently choosing the same poor quality.
No way.
Like, oh, he changed up on me. Oh, he had a wife. God. He know
that's
like
not
choosing
true.
The same person.
If a man is putting up a front in the beginning, how many times a nigga will come around and put up a front in the beginning before you be like, I seen this before. Like, I mean, how many times?
They
like,
do say if you keep attracting the same person, it's inner work that you have to do with yourself. So they
there we go.
That.
There we go. Can we get a round of applause for that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Say
there we go. There
I
we
can't,
go.
Not, because, it look, really be like I'm a sorry.
Look,
there you go.
Some people are just fraudulent.
There you go.
Well, listen, as a man, right, I pride myself on selecting quality women. Like, I'm going to vet them properly.
Yeah.
If I choose a poor quality woman, I can't blame her. I have to blame myself. I don't have that luxury to be like, damn, you know what, Umar? There's a lot of Sukianas out here. Like, there's a lot of sexy reds out here. I had no other choice but to date a sexy. No, I have the choice. So you get what I'm saying? Just like women, they have the choice.
But you're talking about physical qualities.
No, I'm just talking about in general. Like,
there's certain things that you don't know. People show you what they want to show you.
Correct.
Okay? Especially these days, people are very fucking damn near narcissistic. Okay? And people get fooled all the time. And some people don't even know what they
are. People get fooled all the time?
Who they are.
Yeah.
So the switch up probably wasn't even intentional.
I'm guessing that guy.
All right. So it's like, it's not, that's not fair to say necessarily.
But how many times? How many times? That's what I want to know, man.
A lot of times,
right?
A lot of times.
That's crazy.
I can tell you right now, it ain't happened to me a lot of times.
You know why that happens a lot? Because
I can tell you right now, it ain't happened to me a lot of times.
Women are a more emotional being, so it makes sense.
Every excuse except taking accountability.
We are different. You were trying to make us, we are different. Men and women are different.
What exactly are you saying?
Like, for accountability?
Yeah,
hey, listen, I attract the characteristics that I like in men are usually toxic characteristics that is no good for a healthy long-term relationship.
And,
like,
and
you know
I turn
saying?
A blind like, eye when I see these red flags because I'm so blinded by the other characteristics that
he had
like,
money. You know? He had money. He loved buying me with money and like you follow.
He bought me flowers. He opened my door and then he just stopped doing it. Like, I'm like,
that's a good example.
Right.
How can you be prepared for that?
That's
How can you be prepared for that?
The guy
that's right.
And you have stop to jumping in a relationship in 2 weeks.
Like, you know,
but you gotta date them long enough.
Relationships
to,
is different.
Niggas want to tell themselves every time. If you date them long enough, they're going to tell
every
themselves.
Time. But it's only so long you can keep up this facade. Man.
Yeah, but by that point, everybody's facade is a different amount of time. Mm-hmm. By this point, a person could be in love. I'm in love
so
now.
This is the thing.
It depends on
women, especially women in our community. Okay. I got all this education. Y'all so knowledgeable. You got this. Y'all entrepreneurs, but y'all still are getting finessed by the same types of niggas. Like, I don't understand this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is going on?
It's because we follow.
Y'all got astrology into women's intuition. Y'all educated. Y'all got every
women
damn thing.
Women are emotional.
Yeah,
right.
And we follow our heart than our brain.
I feel like
it's a constant battle between a brain and a heart. Your brain gonna tell you, girl, this is not the man for you. You need to dip. But that heart, you gonna be like, oh, but he did this.
So take that accountability and say, okay, I saw the red flags, but I still decided to rock with it and see how far it's going to go.
No, and then
I got burned. That's it. That's you.
Either way, you get burned either way, whether you leave quicker or earlier, it's still going to happen.
But at least I think where it benefits you, at least you caught it ahead of time.
Of course
and you're like, yeah, I'm out.
Of course it benefits you, but you still got fooled.
I think
that's the game in dating.
With some women, it's easier to just blame the quality of men instead of looking in the mirror and taking accountability for the men that you're attracting. There's a lot of great men out here, like, you know what I mean? Just like there's a lot of great women out here. We don't know how to attract those women. We're not in the areas to attract them. Like, we probably in fucking a hookah lounge where there's not the best quality of women or
even
men
in
there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
church. There'd be a lot of imposters.
Yeah, I mean, men and women get fooled.
That's
like, you know what I mean? But men, we don't have that luxury to be like, man, we're emotional. I just fell for this type of woman.
That's
what I mean?
The thing.
Like,
you don't have that luxury, but that's what makes us men and that makes us women and you men.
We have different characteristics.
That don't mean you can't not take account. We both are human and we both can take accountability.
But I'm just talking about differences that lead to why we make the decisions we make. That's it. Simple as that. You know, that's all I'm saying. I understand about taking accountability. You're right.
It's fighting accountability, but... dodging that shit like, yo.
No, I'm not.
You believe in emotional intelligence?
Yes.
All right, so at what point does a woman become emotionally intelligent?
Do you think? Getting your heart broken.
Oh, you always... But your emotions is leading...
We're very complicated creatures.
She's still dugging that shit, emotions is the ones that's letting you down.
Yes,
it takes a
that's the story
from.
Of our life.
That don't sound contradictory. So cheesy.
this don't sound contradictive to you though.
But that's the whole
women just contradictive is what you say.
That's an easier conclusion.
Right.
Listen, we're not as cutting edge as men are, you know, predictable and all that. We are very complex. We have
I feel like I've noticed something.
What you notice?
You guys are just trying to blame women. It's all right.
Well, the same way women are trying to blame men.
No, we're not.
I think that's what happens in these conversations. This is what happens a lot in society, and I'm noticing this a lot with social media. It's very okay for women to voice their frustrations with men, and they have no problem saying that.
Oh, here we go.
But the moment a man has a different opinion, then it's like, y'all trying to put the blame. Everybody on this panel was just trying to blame men 5 minutes ago. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all just said all men. Who's going to win? At this point, we need a point system.
How about we just come together?
It's like a tug of war.
Right, exactly.
Just like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not a win or lose thing.
No, but we trying to... Just say accountability. Men can take accountability. I haven't seen any accountability from you guys.
We trying to tell y'all to stay away from the guys y'all choosing because obviously it's not working for y'all. And y'all over here talking about, we blaming y'all. What are we blaming for?
You don't know if I'm not happy. You don't even know who y'all are.
You in a relationship? I never said I was unhappy. You in a relationship?
Why you have business? I'm happy. Okay, I am happy. I love that for you.
I should be.
Okay. We do Daily Rap Crew.co. We do sell that cat food, by the way, for the ladies. Like, you know
what?
That's what y'all want to buy, like, come copy, like, you know what I'm saying? Say. Like, yo, what was the name we had?
Daily Rap Cats.
Daily Rap Cats.
Listen, let me get to this next topic. But I think just real quick, just to have a solution, I think everybody should just take accountability, do the self-work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That means maybe you might have to go to therapy, both men and women, to realize why you're attracting a certain quality of people. Mm-hmm. I think we both have to just do the work and take accountability. The next topic, why does it seem like, or do you think that, you know, women are friendlier to women that have a certain aesthetic, like the quote-unquote bad bitch aesthetic? Because there was a quote by... was it Erica Banks? And she was like, yo, she can't hang around women that are not baddies, that basically don't got the BBL body. And then you got Saucy Santana saying, like, you know, damn, she not even a bad bitch. She don't even got a BBL. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, it is interesting when we look at women that do have this aesthetic that they do get treated with preferential treatment, like either by guys and both by women. Like, you know what I mean? Women tend to be more friendlier to women that have a certain aesthetic to them than they are to a girl that looks like, you know, some craziness. I can't even give an example. So do y'all see that as in y'all day-to-day life? Do you think women with a certain aesthetic get preferential treatment?
Yeah. I feel like they do because they look up to them. They aspire
to. Well, it depends.
In this day and age, I feel like they do. Like, your go-to woman is the girl with the 10-inch waist, 40-inch ass, 30-inch bust down. Oh, she fired. And she got money. And she got 50K. Like, or not 50, but, you know, a high following is like, it's inspirational to like your average young girl. Like, in today's age, I think. I don't agree with it, but that's.
I'm going to go a step further and say, I don't think women genuinely like other women unless they fit a certain aesthetic. Like,
I agree.
They don't genuinely like, yeah, exactly. It's just a mindset because it's just basically. they're intimidated, or what else can they offer besides that mindset? And so they want to be surrounded by other people who think like them. So most of those girls, if they're in a, obviously with the BBLs, it's a lifestyle or whatever. So, you know, they probably don't have much else to offer a lot of times, sometimes, I'm not going to say all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's a mindset. And because it's, why would you care? You really want quality friendships. Why would the, why would that come out your mouth? Yeah. That just goes to show a lot about you.
And it's just so, the image too.
Are we referring to, them and what they're being friends with? Is that what we're talking about? Because I'm confused.
Yeah, I mean, do women like, do women only like women that fit a certain aesthetic?
So we talking really about all women?
Like, the women that fit that aesthetic, you're sure.
Yeah. Well, the women like that the fit bad that aesthetic. Mm-hmm. Aesthetic.
Okay. So I think that women like other women
specifically
that
BBL
fit their aesthetic is because, I mean, as weird as it may sound, they kind of don't fit in with other people. And some people won't admit it, but sometimes other people that don't have certain things that they got going on do feel insecure. Mm. And they not going to admit it, but they do. So it's easier for them to hang out with people that already got all that stuff going on.
Exactly. It's an image thing, too. If you're surrounded by a bunch of baddies, like, they just probably feel like they're going to attract a certain type of dude or, like, a certain type of crowd, or they may be taken a little bit serious. Like, I got nothing but bad bitches. Like,
so you would treat those women, like, differently? Like, you'd be more friendlier to those women?
Well, me personally?
Not you, but women in general. You think they would, that's why they're more friendlier to those type of women?
I do agree. I do feel that way. I feel like girls probably want, like, the baddie friend, like, whether it's her best friend or a group of friends, like.
So pretty women get special treatment from men and women? That's crazy.
I mean, that is.
That's crazy.
They do. I've seen it firsthand. It's very embarrassing. So I ain't gonna lie. Mm.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily special treatment. It's very weird energy. It's like almost like they're envious. Like they say they like their enemies close. Like it's a weird energy. Like they're probably like low key, sometimes jealous of you. It's very, it's a weird kind of energy. It's not
what are you
like
talking about?
Pure. So you mean being fake friendly
to them? Yes. Like, I feel like, just like I watched something interesting today about, like, good-looking women. For example, beautiful woman. You either have people who hate you or literally, like, are neutral of you. No, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. You have a different kind of struggle. You're treated differently just from
that's
being.
A little
my
weird
thing is,
to me.
Why do people make everything so deep? Like, why? Like, what's wrong with somebody having a preference? Like, I really
because
didn't
you're
find,
discriminating.
I feel like that's very.
I mean, everything is discriminatory. Why people act like discrimination don't exist or whatever. I don't care how it sounds. Everyone is entitled to their preference. If I only like dark skinned guys, I only like dark skinned guys. That's my business. Mm-hmm. I should not have to feel like I need to include light skinned guys because people think it's my.
What about
personality? The craziest part is. Men have been saying that, and y'all been killing them over this colorism shit. And women can freely be colorists, and it's my preference. So, you know, men don't have men don't have that luxury. The luxury that you have as a woman to have a preference for a darker skin complexion.
See, but I just
men
said
can't
that.
Have a preference
I'm not
for
saying that that's
women.
My
like,
preference.
You know what I'm
I just said it for context of the conversation. Everyone is can have a preference. What do you mean? I don't understand that because you just made it a color thing. I was talking about preference in general.
You said dark skin. Like,
yeah, but
like
that's only
skin.
Like I said. I just ended up using color, but maybe okay. I like.
But how you gonna blame him for making a color thing? Right. And you brought
no,
up this
because it's not a color. It's because he said we have the luxury
but you,
of.
But
being
you never
able
said,
to
oh,
well,
for example, I can say blah blah. All you said was I can say I like this. So he, you know what I mean, one
but
can
it's
assume
a
that's
preference
what you
thing. Why is people always shamed for?
Nah, but I think it's different when it comes to preference and dating preferences and just being a friend. Like, why would a physical appearance be a standard of your friend?
I mean, for
is
that, maybe for everybody,
with someone like
for
that.
Everybody, it probably shouldn't be like that. But for Erica Banks, I understand why she said that. She has a certain image that she's keeping up. Mm-hmm. So she wants a certain amount of right. She wants certain people around them, just like P. Diddy and all the other male celebrities. They don't just walk around with people they met from, you know, outside. They have certain type of people around them. But
they got their friend. They ain't saying like, yeah, my friend got to look a certain way. That's my friend. Like
they got their friends. They got their other money men around them. Like, what you talking about? They aren't. That's
I get you have an image to uphold, but your character got to be
very,
up there. You can't be no shitty ass good looking girl.
That's not genuine. I don't feel like that's a genuine. Like, I think a friendship. Yeah. That's very strange. Like someone, is, I wouldn't, a musician, whatever the hell you are, Erica Banks, I don't know who she is, but that's just to me, like you're not a genuine person. Like if something as wholesome as a friendship, you're saying something like this, and I don't trust anything that from you.
Agreed. And this is,
you're no, literally, I'm, you have to control something as far as your friendships. Like that's crazy.
I just feel like they live, like I said, I'm not talking about me, myself. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about in the context of what he said with Erica Banks. Like, I feel like, you know, certain people in certain limelights, they got to do things different. They do things differently than how we do things. But when you actually verbalize things, people get sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, and I do agree, there's some people that do have that preference, but I think that also adds to the social pressures of women, because now not only are, you know, men judging a woman's appearance, now evidently women are judging other women's appearances. Yeah. So it's like, now I feel more pressured to go under this knife, which is a dangerous procedure that nobody ever talks about, you know what I mean? And, you know, risk my life to have a certain aesthetic so people are more friendly to me, or people might, I could be in certain sections, or like I get certain access to job opportunities. Mm-hmm. It becomes like, you know, and this is why I understand why women have it harder when it comes to social standards and stuff like that, because there's a lot of pressure. I get it from both genders, like, you know what I mean? So, Wolf, how much time we got? Listen, I do want to get into a topic you had about this whole catcalling situation, right? I forgot how we worded it, but it was like, should men have the luxury, I guess, to catcall women? Or how did you describe it, Laia?
So basically, I was saying, especially being in New York, it just seems like, you know, men will try to, like, you know, talk to you, you know, when knowing them well, they are not in your bracket. Like, I feel like they're not even, you're not even in their lane. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you look like you just rolled out of bed. Like, I'm in, like, what makes you think? You know what I'm saying? You look at how you portraying yourself, and you see my whole, you know what I'm saying? I'm makeup done. I'm ready to go out. And you think that I would want someone like you to freaking come and approach me.
So because why do men feel comfortable catcalling women, like, even though they're out of
and
so,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Straight up.
Like, Ace,
and also when they know they're not interested, they don't read the room.
They don't.
It's been times that, like, maybe like a bum, or like, you know, somebody asks for money, like they'll be dead, asks for money. Then they see me walk by. They be like, can I get your number, beautiful?
Like, why?
I'm not going to lie. That make me want to go back in the house and, like, figure out, like, what made you
know that ass
feel like,
I feel
like,
no, yeah. I feel disrespected. Like, why?
First of all, bums got, they should have other things to worry about. Yeah, trying to get, what phone girlfriend? They even got? Like, they bums. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Where are we even going to go?
Bums is shooting their shot.
Hello.
Where are we going?
So you had a good point, right? You said some people have, like, confidence. So
I'm the opposite, though. No. Anybody could come up to me and talk to me.
What?
I'm not saying it like that, but I'm not, like, rude. Like, I'm not going to, like, shut you off because you look like you just shopped at the dollar store.
Shout out to you, man.
You can talk to me. People can talk to me. No. I have conversations with people. I have a homeless guy that I speak to every day. Mm-hmm. It's being friendly. It's something. I work in a nonprofit organization, so I'm around stuff like that.
Right.
But, but trying to holler at me and me being friendly is two different things. Like 100%. You said,
I mean,
they
you gotta
got
draw
different
the line
things.
And tell them no.
They don't know when to draw the line.
Some of them don't.
They don't know when to draw the line. But also, my point is, and since we want to talk about, you know, men this, women this is a luxury that women don't have. You know, we don't have the luxury to be able to, like, you know, go up to a guy, any guy that we think, a guy that looks like freaking Idris Elba, or some guy that's very handsome. We don't do that. Like,
we are unconscious.
No, we don't. Because you know how, when I was younger, years ago, I used to do that. Like, if I was at a bar, I'd do that. And then instantly, even if the guy was eyeing me, instantly me going up to him, approaching him, it's like instantly a turn off. It's happened. It's like, it's
that's
just
one
like
dude.
Men are,
I can't
no,
you gotta get used to rejection.
Like,
that's
no,
so
it was
like,
not rejection. It's just like,
I've heard guys say that they don't, that they feel like that's too forward.
Exactly.
That's like, what women, that's what women say to justify not shooting a shot.
I'm not
like,
justifying anything.
If I think the guy,
where's the calling shot to you?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, why would I be against that? Like,
absolutely.
I'm going up to any guy I think look good.
You're making my job easier.
Can I ask you a question? So how do you shoot your shot?
If I find him attractive, I'm gonna go up to him
and say what though?
Hi. And say, hey, I'm going to speak. Like, have a regular conversation.
It don't take much. Like, you don't need no witty punchline.
You
don't have to. Like,
all you got to say is hi. Man.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm a little tipsy, maybe.
How you doing?
Sober, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to be so nervous.
Nah, I'm going
to do it. And I think that's why it's so.
That's how you get rejected.
This is why it's so confusing.
I'm bad. I'm sorry.
This is why it's so confusing for men. Because on one end, you have women complaining that, oh, men don't approach women anymore. And then on the other end, it's like, nigga, why are you approaching me? You out of my life. It's like, damn.
No, but because,
it's like,
it's, because...
But to your point, you said you did Jamaica, you just nice, all this, and he rolled out of bed, blah, blah. Y'all going two different places. Obviously, you got your makeup done, you blah,
no,
blah.
No, he's a bum. It's a there's a difference. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about.
About real bums.
Yeah, like,
no, not
the
even,
fake
no,
one, the
not
real
even.
One.
Like, a bum that's not a bum. Like, you know, like, for example, the guys who are...
She traumatized
outside of the bodega, talking about, yo,
posted on the blog,
yo, what's good, man? You know what I'm saying? Can I take you out? Like, what?
Niggas still say, niggas still
say, do I look like,
they say, yo, ma, still,
they still say, yo, ma,
yes,
yo, ma.
Don't even act like y'all don't be at the bodegas. Y'all don't know, y'all,
look, you generalize, look at you generalize.
No, we live in New York City, get out of here, generalize.
So, but who's to say, he can't take you somewhere nice though?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but perception is
you gotta pull up in a Rolls Royce.
Just look cleansed and cleanly and put together. Like, what does that have to do? I'm not talking about he has to have names.
You always look cleansed and cleanly and put together.
I do.
I believe you.
And if I don't, and that's a perfect point, because if I don't, mm-hmm. I don't want to be bothered. I'm trying to be in and out. Mm-hmm. And then y'all still be in somebody's face. Like, I would not go up to someone like that. So that's what I'm
saying.
That's
the difference between men and women.
That's the thing. You have no shame.
Men see the potential in a woman. Like, you could be dressed bummy, whatever. She still got the...
That is true.
But
she's still pretty. She still got the nice shape and the sweats.
You look crazy.
Yeah,
you look crazy.
I honestly like a girl that's just naturally walking down the street, her sweats, you know what I mean, got a hit in a bun or whatever, looking messy. I prefer that over a woman
she
walking
got the
out.
The bonnet outside.
No bonnet. Nah,
bonnet's crazy.
Not the bonnet.
Nah,
damn,
no
can't even do that anymore.
Nah, I do it.
I do it.
It depends on the
hoodie
real fast.
I'll do on the bonnet. I will do that.
The nigga veneer stopped showing once I said the bonnet. Nigga put them shits away. Like, yeah, I mean. Listen, I think it is a bit hard. It's tricky because men, you know, we do see women. We want to shoot a shot. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you could get that. Nigga, why you even? I'm out your league. And he don't think that you as lead. He found you attractive.
That's crazy.
And you know what I mean?
That's crazy to me.
Yo, even if you know a shit
because
out your league.
Y'all do. Y'all price women. I know you. And I don't know what's the word for this. But you guys look at a woman and you see her maintenance. You guys do like this. You guys, you evaluate a woman looking at her. She may be on my league or maybe not. You know, I know you get. Just like I could look at a man.
I say I'm Ali. I say she look expensive.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. So you look like, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. It's
so
like
when you walk down the block, you feel like you look expensive and an expensive man should approach you. That's what you're saying.
just someone who is in my league. Like, yes. Boy. You know when you're not in someone's league. Come on now. Come on.
How are you supposed to know that?
That's what the confidence. That's why we got to build up the confidence.
No, that's not
like,
that confidence. Like,
you
know, it's
you
delusion.
Walking the,
anybody
you walking down the same
delusion.
Street, I'm walking down, but you out of my league? What the
fuck? It's delusion.
You on the same bus I'm on.
It's delusion. I'm telling you.
You at the bus stop with your Louis bag, but you out of my league?
With the Macan joint.
That's a good point.
No, that's a good point.
Come on, bro.
I can't lie.
Beyonce out my league. Rihanna out my league. Anybody walking these streets is whatever,
bro. By chance.
So everybody
whatever.
Free game. That's
and on that note, we out of here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Listen, man, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Again, ladies, let them know where they can follow you at. We can start over.
I'm Henny Straight. You can follow me on Instagram at Henny Straight, HennyStraight.
HennyGoat24.
Henny, get this.
You can follow me.
My name is Destiny. You can follow me at Sezzy.Desi_ and follow the Hey Girl Pod on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Hey girl.
Janae, follow me at JudgeJ_93.
Mm-hmm. Amira, the real Mira _.
Mm-hmm. Listen, man, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all join the membership. Pretty sure we're going to have a lot of craziness behind the scenes. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and all
y'all talk about my Miami trip because that shit was crazy.
All
right.
And all y'all homeless dudes slide in their DMs. Now.
Please don't.
How they got a DM, though? Like,